Praise the Lord. Let's open our Bibles to the Acts of the Apostles, the 27th chapter. And verse 24. Acts chapter 27 and verse 24. It says there, saying, "Fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God has given thee all of them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me." Amen. Tonight, I want to title the message, Facing Your Fears. Look at somebody and tell them, you need to face your fears. Amen. Look at two or three people around you and tell them, you need to face your fears. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. A couple of weeks back, we were dealing with the different chatters that goes through our mind. And one of them is the voice of fear. And we're going to find out how we can face our fears. Amen. Hallelujah. Anybody afraid of anything? Cockroaches, mosquitoes? Anything? Well, you're going to face your mosquito. Are you with me? You're going to face your cockroach. Praise the Lord. And you're going to have victory over it. Amen. Acts chapter 27 is a beautiful chapter. It's a very powerful chapter. Paul is on his way to Rome. Not on a holiday. Not to have pasta. He's chained. He's taken as a prisoner. And he is going to be put to death in Rome. He's on a ship. And he's not on a cruise ship where you can sip your, you know, glass of wine and sit there. No, he's on a ship as a captive. And if that was not enough, he's got to face a storm in his life. There are times in your life when you feel like a captive, when you think that life is a hard journey, it's a tough journey, and you don't even know if there is anything good waiting for you at the end. And chances are that if you are like me, you're gonna be afraid. But tonight's message, God is gonna give you strength to face your fear. Look at those scriptures in Acts chapter 27. And it says there, verses 10 and 11. And Paul is saying, "Sirs, I perceive that this voyage will be with hurt and much damage, not only for the lading, but the ship, but also for our lives." 11th verse, "Nevertheless, the centurion believed the master and the owner of the ship more than those things which were spoken by Paul." I would like you to underline or write there, "Of course he did." If you are in a ship, you would rather listen to the pilot. I mean, you would rather listen to the captain of the ship. You would rather listen to the guy who knows something or the other about the ship and the seas, and not to some preacher. Paul is saying right at the beginning of the journey, "I perceive this is going to end in disaster." And they did not believe him. They did not listen to him. Here, Paul represents the voice of God. And there are three things that I want to tell you. The first point is, steer your life by the Spirit and not by your senses. The ship is setting sail. The captain and the rest of the people in the ship, they looked around, they looked with their senses, and they said, perfect time to sail. But Paul is a representation of the Holy Spirit voice. They were not willing to be listening to the Spirit of God. Sometimes it is easy to steer our life with our senses. We are trained for that. We respond to what we feel. Don't we? Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. We respond to what we feel. There are times when you look at your situation and there is a sense of anxiety. And you think that is the norm for your life. A sense of dread. You look at your life. Sometimes you go through life and you go through life nervous, anxious. You go through these different voices that plague your mind. Fear, you know, thoughts of fear that creep in, that, you know, the little cousins of fear are anxiety and worry and all that. And there are times when your mind is messed up with all these voices. What's going to happen? What will become of me? Look at my circumstances. Look at my situation. I think it'll never change. You're afraid of your past. You're afraid of your present. You're afraid of your future. You're afraid of what might be. You're afraid of what's happened. You're afraid of failure. You're afraid of success. Have you gone through it? Sometimes you're scared of success because you get this thought, somebody has told you somewhere, what goes up has to come down. And so you think, okay, my business is doing too good. My ministry is doing too good. I wonder when this God is going to come down. You walk with a sense of apprehension in your spirit. And you wonder where your life is going. And there are voices of fear. And God does not want you to be ruled by those voices. He wants you to be ruled by the Spirit of the living God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. He does not want you to respond by your emotion to everything that happens in your life, by your senses. How many of you have sent in an email or a WhatsApp message just because of the way you feel at a particular moment and then thought about it and regretted? You shouldn't have sent that. Because if you type that mail and wait for a day before you send it, instead of being, you know, controlled by your senses and responding to whatever junk you received, if you thought about it, if you waited, if you prayed a little bit and hung in there and maybe tomorrow I'll respond, you would have had a better sense to respond with the right kind of message. But many a person, you send in your resignation letter to your office or, you know, something just because your boss fired you. You just responded. You come into church, somebody's, you know, didn't give you a shake hand or didn't smile at you, and you think, okay, this is the worst church possible. I'm going to go somewhere else. You're responding by your senses. And those are things which the Holy Spirit does not want you to be ruled by. Even tonight I pray that God will give you an unction from heaven. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Where you will know how to steer your life by the Spirit of God and not by your senses. Are you with me? Anybody with me tonight? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Look at Acts chapter 27, verses 14 and 15. The 15th verse. The ship was in a storm, and the Bible uses the word, we let her be driven, or they were driven along. Isn't it strange? Sometimes you can be driven along by your panic thought. We go on with it. You're driven along by something. Maybe a fear of rejection. You play out all the scenarios in your mind. What could happen? If my husband did this, if my wife did this, if my children behaved this way, if the doctor gave me a bad report and said that I have a malignant tumor and that I'm going to die, you think about all the possible scenarios. That's what fear is. And those very thoughts drive you and sometimes can drive you mad. God does not want that. Look at somebody and say, God does not want that. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Have you ever had this, what might happen, this kind of thought? What might happen? What might happen? What might happen? It's the voice of fear. What might happen with my life? Not having an anchor for anything. Not having a stability. Nothing stable in your life. That's what fear does. It drives you. It just literally drives you. Tonight you're going to say, I'm going to break it off in the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody say that. I'm going to break that spirit of fear off from my life in the name of Jesus. I'm not going to allow fear to drive me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. What is the ultimate goal of this fear? Look at the 20th verse. And when sun or stars had not appeared for many days, and in that storm, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. All hope that we should be saved was then taken away. The ultimate goal of any fear in your life is to take away all hope. Are you with me? Take away all hope. We can go into depression when everything, every hope gets dried up. The number one reason that, you know, psychologists say the reason for depression is where you give up all hope. You begin to have this thinking, life will be no different than it is now. That's what fear does. Life will be no different than it is now. You feel you will never progress further. You feel things will never change. Are you with me? And you need to discern, that's not the voice of the Holy Spirit. That is not God's voice to you. That is the voice of fear. And you're going to see, you stand up against it and rebuke it and say, I'm not going to allow this to drive me anymore. I'm going to walk by faith in Jesus Christ. Come on. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, God will warn you, but He will not worry you. God will warn you, He will not worry you. God can warn you, don't do this, don't do that. But that's not going to end up as a worry inside of you. If it's a worry, remember, it has come from the enemy. Anything that God speaks to you will make you strong inside, not weak. When you feel your faith has gone weak, it is a sign that thought that is plaguing your mind has not come from God. It is the voice of the enemy. Anybody with me tonight? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Anybody with me? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. There are so many believers who are walking with the voice of condemnation and regret and fear in their minds, who feel that life will not be any different. So, chalta hai, you go for prayer, you come for prayer, you come for Sunday worship, you listen to a message, but deep within when you are alone, deep within when you are by yourself, what do you truly believe about your life? Can you honestly say that I believe the promise of God and I know what God has promised will come to pass? Or do you have this panic thought or something that's driving you that's not from God that says to you, you are never going to make it. You're going to end somewhere and it's going to be in a bad place. You're not even going to get saved. You're not going to get delivered. Things will never change. Your family will be this way all through. Your child will be this way all through. Nothing good will ever happen to your life. That's the voice of the enemy. And tonight it stands broken in the name of Jesus Christ over your life. Oh, put your hands together. Bless the name of Jesus tonight. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 27, look at that scripture. Look at 21st verse. That's a powerful verse. 21st verse. And verse 21 and 22. 21 is what I want you to, 22 is what I want you to read now. But now, I exhort you, be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. But now, open your mouth and say, but now. Say, but now. Amen. Sometimes, I do not know about you, but sometimes you think if you got into a mess, you have to get out of a mess. You think that God cannot bring you out of a mess. Are you with me? If God led me into a mess, you are confident God will bring you out of the mess. But how many of you go through this thought, if I got myself into a mess, I need to get out of this mess by myself. You feel responsible. And that is when real fear grips your life. It is true that you lost your job because you were lazy. You're part of the problem. That's true. So you feel that now God cannot help me because I lost that job. I lost out on that relationship because of my own mistake. Now God can't help me. Fear is always based on regret. I got into this mess, now I have to get out. If we hadn't set sail from the port, if we had listened to God, if I had done that, if I had just obeyed the pastor then, maybe I wouldn't have got into this mess now. It is true. It could be partially true. You are responsible for it. But let me tell you, out of every mess that you've gotten, by your own doing or by your own undoing, God is able to bring you through if you put your trust in Him. You need to have this word out of your lips saying, but now. Are you with me? But, open your mouth and say, but now. Not what could have happened, not what should have happened, what I should have done in the past, but now. Jesus is a very present 2015 God. Hallelujah. But now. Hallelujah. Faith now. Faith is Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is. Faith is in the present, not in the past. Don't live in the past. Now faith is. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But now. Amen. Well, you should have got married before, but now. But now. Are you with me? Fear will keep you from ever saying, but now. It'll always make you look to the past and say, oh my God, if I had done it then. Now it looks like it is a hopeless situation. There cannot be anything more done. But we have a God who is now. Hallelujah. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. In Him there is no change. But now, my deliverer, my savior, my shepherd, my Lord. Hallelujah. But now, He can show up in your life now. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. So that brings to the second point. Fix your focus. Fix your focus and keep up your courage. Fix your focus and keep up the courage. Say that with me once again. Fix your focus. Amen. Hallelujah. And keep up your courage. One more time. Fix your focus and keep up your courage. Amen. Hallelujah. Verse 22. For there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. I mean, just imagine Paul getting upon that ship and actually saying, guys, I have good news and bad news. have good news and bad news. The bad news is the ship is going down. But the good news is you won't die. Are you with me? Because the God whom I serve, His angel came and stood beside me. I was with Him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I strongly believe that some of you are going to have angelic visitations. I was praying backstage and I felt somebody who was in the darkness, an angel coming through and setting you free from the darkness and bringing you through. Hallelujah. Even tonight, let there be your holy angels that God has assigned for you, move through for your situation. I perceive, hallelujah, that God who loves me will send His angel to help me in my trouble. Praise the Lord. Our God is multidirectional. Are you with me? He's a multidirectional God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He was with me. Was not behind me, not far. I mean, 360 degrees. I mean, I knew He was there with me. Whew. The Paul, you're going to get out of this, but you know how? Focus not on the storm. Focus not on the storm, but on the Lord who appeared to you. Ship is going down, but keep your courage up. You have to learn to set apart your condition and courage differently. You have to learn to set apart your condition and courage. You have to learn to separate them. Your bank account might be going down, but keep your courage up. Your relationships might be going down, but keep your courage up. You cannot control your conditions. The only thing that is within your control is what is called courage. Don't pray for courage. God says, keep your courage up. You have courage. Are you with me? Don't say, Lord, give me courage. When you go through the storm, keep your focus. I can't control the situation. I can't control that dog. I can't control, oh my God, I can't control my, whoever, I mean, who's creating a panic situation in your life. I can't control that. I can't control this. Most of us are control freaks. You know, you feel that you need to control everything. And that's where fear is. You know, you try to control everything. But you just need to let go and say, the only thing that I have control over is my courage. And I need to keep my courage up. If my bank account is going down, I need to keep my courage up. My boat is going down, I'm going to keep my courage up. Look at somebody and say, keep your courage up. Keep your courage up. Keep your courage up. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You can't fix the situation. Are you with me? You can only fix your focus. Most of the time, you get more into a panic mode because you try to fix your situation. The times, if it is within your capability and if it is peaceful, you need to do that. But you need to learn to fix your focus. Are you with me? Fear and faith is powered by focus. If you fix your eyes on your situation, fear will rise up. You will feed your fear. If you focus onto Jesus and to His word, faith will rise. Look at Matthew chapter 14. It says there, in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 14, we know the story. Peter walking over the water. He took his eyes off the Lord. He took his focus off Jesus. And he began to. Come on, pastors. Peter began to sink. Peter began to sink. But let me ask you, the storm had not come, still would Peter have been able to walk on the water? I mean, walking on the water itself is a miracle. It is because you focused on Jesus you could walk thus far. You have done what you have done till now for God because you kept your eyes upon the Lord. Not because situations were different. Are you with me? It's still a miracle that you did your business and you came out so far because you kept your eyes on the Lord. Now why change your focus from Jesus to the storm that is coming up or something else that is creeping up? Keep your eyes upon the Lord, and he who began the good work within you, he himself will bring it to completion. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and give glory to Jesus tonight. The people in the ship, their hope was in the boat. They were panicking because of the situation of the boat. What's going to happen to the boat? But Paul knew his life was in the hands of God. Are you with me? You need to know that your life and your hope is in Jesus and not in the boat. We used to sing that song. By the way, the one who preached before me is my spiritual son. Robin, where's your lovely wife? Binu? Binu is there, and the three kids, Tara, Daniel, and Michael, all stand up. Put your hands together. Bless the Lord for them. He's pastoring a church up in Bangalore. Amen. 11 years back, the Lord used me to, I think, join them in the covenant of marriage. 11 years back. Wow. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And what I was trying to say was, we were in the charismatic movement, and there was a song that we used to sing. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got
you and me, brother.
In his hands, he's got you and me, sister. In his hands, he's got me, brother. In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands. I mean, many a time amidst your storm, do you ever think, like the Paul had this song, most probably in the song in his mind, he's got my life in his hands. The ship might go down, my boat might go down, but my hope, hallelujah, and my life is in the hands of Jesus. Hallelujah. Is in the hands of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Put your hands together. Bless the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Sometimes you gotta just get your focus right. Even if I should sink into this water, Paul knew. Even if I went into the bottom of the ocean, I'm still in his hands, and he promised that I would stand as a witness for him in Rome. In the face of fear, sometimes you need to just face it. You look at the worst case scenario in your life and just face it. Are you with me? Get your focus right. Could be anything. There was a fear sometime back. I said, Lord, I was sitting in prayer and I said, Lord, 23 years. I've been serving you. And I was serving you, Lord. And when I'm serving you, I'm serving the people. And so you have people whom God brings across your life, and you're praying for them, you're preaching for them, you're interceding for them, doing all that you can. And then I thought, oh my God, 43 euro, what is it that I have in my bank? What is it that I've saved up? God, you're gonna bless me with a baby? Okay, what have I got? And this thought came, wow, even the people that I preach to, what happens if tomorrow they just leave? I mean, they don't even stand up for the Lord. They're just happy coming into church, listening to a message and sitting there and going. I invested into people, Lord. What about... It is kind of discouraging. I said, oh, something is wrong. And I was getting pretty challenged inside, you know, very honest, just laying my dysfunction down. Oh. You pray for people to be blessed, you do that, you this. So I said, Lord, and then the Lord asked me, son, what happens if every one of them lives? Every one of them. I said, yeah, let me face that. What if everyone lives? The Lord said to me, son, I'll still be with you. I'll still be with you. I am the one who called you. You had your focus on me. Ministry was not the focus. People were not the focus. Money was not the focus. The title was not the focus. Being the best preacher was not the focus. Nothing. It was Jesus. So he told me, son, everyone should live. I'll still be with you. My life, Lord, it's in your hands. And that set me free because I faced it. Are you with me? I faced it. If it should go to the bottom of the sea, Lord, you are there. And many a time in your life, you need to face your fear. You need to just look at your, what's the most scary thing for you? Face it and focus on to Jesus and to his promise. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Are you enjoying the word? Amen. Fear's voice is what if? What if? What if? What if? What if? What if? Life didn't go by the way that you planned? What if? Life is not happening to you the way that you planned? What if? Focus. Jesus. His promise, what he's told you about your future. Focus. Third point, and I close with it. Acts 27. And verse 43. Read through the entire chapter. You know, the waves are hitting against the ship. There's a huge pounding going on, but they were not focused on that pounding. Paul is of good cheer. He's looking to the promise that God has spoken over him. And while the ship is broken into pieces, can you imagine that? Paul is responsible for all these people getting saved. And the Bible says they made plans to kill Paul. Can you imagine that? That's the worst kind of thing. You help people and they try to kill you. Sometimes with their words. They actually try to kill Paul. But look at the 43rd verse. And I wanted to underline this word. But the centurion, willing to save Paul, kept them from their purpose. Kept them. Underline that word, kept them. Underline that word, kept them. Recognize. If God has kept you, He will see you through. Are you with me? They were trying to kill Paul. But one guy decided Paul shouldn't be touched. Kept Paul. Many a time you have not recognized the times that God has kept you. You may be jumping out of the house to go to school. Suddenly you forgot your tiffin. Came back, you missed the school bus. Or the school van. You met with an accident, but nothing happened to you. You thought you were having a bad day. Because suddenly you had a swelling on your feet. But if you had stepped out, chances are that a stray dog would have come and bit you. Are you with me? Many a time you don't realize it is God who has kept you thus far from many a thing that was trying to kill you and destroy your life. You are looking at that one thing that God has not brought into your life, but look at the 100 million things that is within, hallelujah, around you that God has kept you from. Hallelujah. You should be conscious of that and thank the Lord for the 100 million times He's kept you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If God has kept you, look at somebody and say, He will see you through. Do you believe that God has kept you thus far? Do you believe that? Thus far God has kept you? He will see you through. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's close our eyes and pray. I want you to just take some time to just lay your fears at the feet of Jesus tonight. Get your focus back. And keep up your courage. Say from your heart, Jesus.
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 I receive your word. And Lord Jesus,
George,
reign in my life. I renounce fear. And I'm sorry for giving into fear. I renounce the spirit of fear. I don't want to hear the voice of fear in my life. I'm not looking to change the situation in my life, but I'm looking to focus my life on you. Lord, I thank you that you have kept me and you will bring me through. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen.